Heavenly Father, open our ears, open our minds, and open our hearts to listen to your word and to follow your ways. Amen. Please sit down. In preparation for today's sermon, I studied the lectionary for the current church year so that I could find out what the Bible readings were for this particular Sunday. Sometimes one wonders, when reading the lectionary, how on earth the compilers come up with particular combinations of readings. Well, today, the Old Testament and the Gospel readings tie in together wonderfully. The Gospel reading from Matthew quotes a portion from Isaiah, our Old Testament reading. We heard that Isaiah had foretold that Galilee, in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, would be the place where the people living in darkness would see a great light. Isaiah told the Israelites that although they were living in the shadow of death, a light would dawn. Matthew tells us that after hearing that John the Baptist had been put in prison, Jesus went and lived in Capernaum by the Sea of Galilee. By moving to Galilee, Jesus fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy. Jesus was indeed the great light of whom Isaiah had foretold, and he had come to Galilee. From then on, Jesus preached the kingdom of heaven was near, so the people needed to repent. Matthew goes on to tell us that the first two disciples of Jesus were Peter and his brother Andrew, who fished in the Sea of Galilee. The next two were James and John. It is very likely that Jesus stayed in Peter and Andrew's family home while he was preaching in the area. On a more college tour to the Holy Land a few years ago, I had the very great privilege of reading out aloud from the Bible while sitting in a boat on the Sea of Galilee. The boat had been built to resemble the fishing boats that Peter and Andrew and James and John would have used. I also visited the site where archaeologists and historians believe that Peter's mother's house, had been situated, the house where Jesus would later heal her. Jesus told Peter and Andrew and James and John to follow him, and he would make them fishers of men. Matthew recounts that they immediately left their nets and followed Jesus. They accompanied Jesus as he began his ministry, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God and healing people from sickness and disease. For those of us sitting in the pews this morning, living in the safety of Australia, an independently governed country, have long heard that Jesus is the Son of God, the Saviour who was sent to deliver us from our sins, it may be difficult to imagine what the people in the time of Isaiah, the people in the time of Jesus, were going through and looking forward to. The people during Isaiah's days were under the control of the Assyrians, and the people in Jesus' time were under the control of the Romans. Both these people looked forward to the day when they would be delivered from their oppressors. They looked forward to a saviour. They looked forward to the Messiah. Isaiah had prophesied that a child would be born and that the government would be on his shoulders. He would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He would reign forever with justice and righteousness. The great tragedy is that when Jesus did come into this world, most people did not recognize him. He did not meet their expectations. He was not a mighty warrior who was going to defeat the Romans and restore their Jewish homeland. Instead, Jesus preached a gospel of repentance, a gospel of forgiveness, not of victory over your enemy, but of loving them and turning the other cheek. It is an even greater tragedy that 2,000 years later, he is even less recognized for who he is. Despite the increase in mobility and technology, Many people in this world do not yet know about Jesus. There are many unreached people groups who are yet to hear the gospel. That is why mission and evangelism are so important. Earlier this month, I spent a week at CMS, Christian Mission Society's New South Wales Annual Summer School in Katoomba. As well as great Bible teaching, we heard from many missionaries who were serving around the globe. We heard about their efforts in spreading the gospel. We commissioned the next batch of missionaries going out to serve this year. We encouraged those who were spending this year in training to go out into the world next year. We also heard from retiring missionaries returning to Australia, many who had spent decades on the mission field. The week was mutually beneficial and encouraging for both missionaries and for us, their supporters. However, it is tragic and heartbreaking that there are many people who have heard of Jesus, many who have heard the gospel, but who have rejected and turned their backs on Jesus. These people deny God's rule and authority over them. Instead of obeying God, they are their own gods. They are the gods of their own lives. However, the God we believe in, the one and only true God, He is the God who created the whole world and everything in it. He is the one who created us. He is the one who loved us so much that He sent His beloved Son as a light into this dark world to die on the cross for us, to save us from our sins, and to give us everlasting life. However, hearing about Jesus is not enough. We are not saved just because we have heard of the gospel. To be saved, we must acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Saviour over all our lives. He is not someone we worship on Sunday in church, but who has no relevance to our lives the rest of the week. Instead, Jesus should be the reference point for all that we think, all that we say, and all that we do. You may remember some years back that there were many items, especially wristbands, with the initials WWJD embossed on them. WWJD stood for What Would Jesus Do? Although this was a passing phase for jewellery, it is a helpful reminder for how we should live our lives, how we should interact with each other. Matthew tells us that Jesus preached repentance. If we have thought, said, or done anything which we know in our hearts would not have been thought, said, or done by Jesus, then we must repent of that thought, word, and deed. We must reconcile ourselves to the God who made us, who loves us, who forgives us. For we are all forgiven sinners who continue to sin time after time, but who know and acknowledge that Jesus is our only hope, the only way to salvation. It is still January, and the New Year resolutions made at the beginning of 2017 are probably still fresh in your minds. If you haven't resolved to make every effort to tell people that you work with, the people you socialize with, your non-Christian family and friends that Jesus is their only hope and salvation, or if you yourselves have yet to resolve to acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, the Lord and Saviour over all of your life, may I encourage you to do so as soon as possible. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your loving mercy and kindness. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for sending him as a great light into this world of darkness. Help us to be fishers of men like Peter and Andrew, James and John. Give us boldness to share the gospel. Give us courage to stand up for Jesus. Help us to be your faithful disciples, acknowledging Jesus as Lord and Saviour over every aspect of our lives. Amen.